Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's all that's our standing amount. Take caller 9 now at 844-999 Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. But first, Bob, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast KCRA-TV, Channel 3, and Sacramento. Now, if KCRA sounds vaguely familiar, it might be because you live in Sacramento, or you might remember that last month, a local news anchor was broadcasting from home because we all know what's going on with coronavirus. She was broadcasting from home, some kind of beauty tips or something like that. And viewers realized in real time that as she is discussing her makeup tips, when you looked in the mirror behind her, you could very clearly see her naked husband showering. Namely, his penis, he has turned to the side. It was unexpected.
He either got rave reviews or just terrible reviews.
The thing is, that poor dude didn't even realize he's on TV.
No, he didn't do anything wrong.
And it's just, right, but he's just there doing his thing. Well, it's a new month, so KCRA has a new screw-up. Now, in this case, one of their cameramen, he's on assignment, and he's getting footage of a fire that's burning. But as he is taking this footage, he's on like a radio call, friendly conversation with obviously a coworker. The problem was, he didn't know that he was on a live feed, so he is talking to his dude friend, as dudes are wont to talk, but we will play you the edited clip of the audio. I think you'll be able to guess maybe some of the words he's saying.
So this is not going out over the air, necessarily, as far as the news channel is concerned, but this is their live Facebook
feed. This is their live Facebook feed, so he does not have a muted mic. He is unaware that the public can hear it. And keep in mind, again, this is a fire that is important to the city of Sacramento, so a lot of people are watching the live feed of this fire. And here is the audio of him just talking to a buddy.
The photographer is, but he's pretty f***ing good.
He is pretty f***ing good. He's got a big gig. I heard he's got a big too, so.
Dude, you got a big
I'm about to go put this thing out.
The fire.
Go slap it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that good?
Good.
You ready to go home?
Yeah, this job really sucks. It's really starting to get on the nerves.
This is horrible.
At least this is news. You know what I did earlier? I drove 2 hours to not see chickens being unloaded out of a truck.
Oh!
Yeah, they're saving 1,000 chickens from some farm in Iowa. I'm like, who the f*** cares? Right? We're in the middle of COVID, people are dying, and you're sending me out to do a goddamn chicken story.
Chicken story.
Look,
he was not having it.
I like this guy a lot. I really do. That just sounds like the regular conversation. Problem was, mics are open, the live feed was there, and this is what sucks, man. So, KCRA-TV, and the hits just keep coming with them this year. They said they fired the guy. And now, I mean, I know some people were upset, but look, the truth is, and I said this to Mike earlier, it's the cameraman. None of us know what he looks like. We don't know who he is. They can lie their ass off and say, you know, he's been reprimanded. We did all the things we have to do. No one's going to know.
No, this is the assignment. This is the assignment editor getting butthurt, whoever the news director is, because they came up with a cut sheet that day where the guy needs to go and like, you know what the hell out there? If you don't want to do chickens from Iowa, I don't want him on this staff anymore.
I like that guy. And if you didn't
But he
catch,
did make him drive him 2.5 hours.
But if you didn't understand at the very beginning of this clip, they're talking about the size of another man's penis. So when he makes a comment, I'm going to go put this out. He's talking about the fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea that this guy
could do it.
Is going to pee it out, but then the guy he's talking to says, yeah, beat it out. So the idea is just taking this penis and taking down the whole fire. So anyway, that went out live.
I don't know. That shouldn't be that shocking. No.
It's just guys talking, man. And look, if there were two chicks, it'd be roughly the same conversation. I had to effing go here for some stupid-ass story about chickens.
Yeah, and then you know one thing. If you've ever been in television before, the guys who are in the truck, the cameraman's the guy who, they give zero F's.
Right.
They've been through 55 news directors. They've been there forever. They're like, you know what I mean? They're the guys that you don't
measure. Right, right.
They're the guys that had sex with more people on camera than you could ever imagine for someone looking as ugly as they do because they kick game in the van. You know what I mean? These guys, I'm just saying.
I like the guy. Yeah. I like that guy. Anyway, to KCRA, we look forward to your next mess up next month. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, it's Steve with Throw Hill. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
All right, Andrew, you understand how this here game works?
I do.
Andrew, you've been working through all this?
For some of it. I had a baby girl born on the March 30th. So
oh, geez.
I was staying home with her for a little bit.
Oh, congratulations. How's that, man?
It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to think, like, that's one of the great joys in life. Look, you got nothing else to do. This seems like a good time where you can spend more time with your child and, you know, just be a part of that process.
And it makes you appreciate work more. Let me ask you this. Did you cut the umbilical cord?
I did, and I know exactly what you mean. It's weird as hell.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to explain it. It's just this
weird... You know what's weirder than that, man? It's that first time, like in like 2 weeks or whatever, 3 weeks, you're giving your kid a bath, and you look down, and it looks like someone put a cigar out in your sink. You
know what I mean? You're like, oh, God, what's that? What is that thing? That is actually the first time I had to deal with someone that
actually blow out it's, the back of the diaper.
Yeah, it's like a little burnt umbilical nub.
You're right. I think it's so gross.
Yeah, right.
It is so
What
gross.
Is this? God.
All right. Andrew.
Dr. Ray Lynn, though.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, let me ask you this. As you know, I have three stories in front of me. Two of them deal with the world of race/ethnicity. The other, the wonderful world of drugs. What direction would you like to go today?
I'm thinking drugs.
All right. Drugs.
Oddly enough, I've been thinking drugs all day. So we have that in common. All right. Here is your story. Now, following a breakup, as the story goes, a woman by the name of Kirsten, she turned to binging on drugs to help numb the pain. The drugs made her extremely paranoid, and she began hearing voices. At her lowest, she consumed her entire stash of this particular drug in one sitting, thought that she was hearing her ex-boyfriend's voice telling her to kill herself. So after trying to stab herself, she broke into his father's room where he has guns. After two failed attempts with two guns, she was successful with a third gun, shot herself in the face. But amazingly, the bullet went through her jaw, didn't kill her. Now, luckily, her mailman heard her screams, called 911 for her. And it wasn't until she was in the back of the ambulance being rushed to the hospital that she actually realized what she had done. She said in that moment, it occurred to her, whoa, I'm really high on drugs and I can't explain it. I just shot myself in the face. Anyway, the bullet shattered her jaw into almost 200 pieces. And she was required to stay in the hospital for a week before being transferred to a psychiatric unit. And after 2 weeks of treatment, she was released only to begin using the same drugs again. Now, the good news is she's actually been clean for the last year, and she was sharing her story with others, trying to help them and motivate them to get off of these drugs. The question is, what drug do you think she took to get over the breakup and end up shooting herself in the face? PCP, bath salts, acid, or heroin? That is
bath salts you don't really come back from, do you?
Man, I don't know. But I haven't heard anything about bath salts that makes me want to try them. Ever.
Yeah.
Transferred to a psych ward. I mean, in my personal experience, I know that the people who really got deep on acid kind of... few of my people I know have gone there. I'm not sure. I guess if you do enough heroin, you'd hallucinate, but it just seems like you go to sleep.
I mean, keep in mind, part of her thing is that she's very emotionally distraught about this break. I don't know how long they've been dating, whatever, so her emotions are already a little
off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that changes it too, right?
And there's a stash.
Yeah, she had a stash, and she said however much she had of this drug, in one night she did the whole thing, which was more than she normally did, but that's the night she heard voices and shot herself in the face.
Well, what was the first one again?
It was a PCP, bath salts, acid, or heroin there, Andrew.
I don't know. From what I've read, I've never had a bad trip on acid, but...
Make sure you share that story with your daughter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
but who knows if she does like a whole, you know, if she's got a whole bunch of it and does it all at once.
That's the difference, right?
Right, the whole thing.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ted?
I don't know. I'm with you. I feel like heroin, they probably would just pass out if you do too much. I just feel it seems like heroin people generally die almost by mistake. They overdose.
Yeah, it seems to be the general way.
Whereas, like, she's already worked up, takes the drug, and then shoots herself.
Yeah.
And then doesn't even realize until she kind of snaps out of it in the ambulance, too. But she does recognize what she has done at that point.
I mean, only because it seems like the only one you could do a bunch of in a night. I'm going to say bath salts.
But are bath salts addictive enough to where you shoot yourself in the head, realize what you've done, spend 2 weeks in the psych ward, then come back out and do it again, knowing what you did?
I don't know.
Because I don't know how addictive they are. So because of that, I have changed my answer. I'm going to go heroin based on the fact that I know it to be addictive. And if I shot myself in the face and broke 200 bones in my jaw, the last thing I'd want to do is run back and do that drug.
But see, that's the thing. You don't have 200 bones in your jaw. That's how bad it was. Right. She turned it into 200 pieces.
I'm going heroin.
I mean, it could be PCP as well. But I just feel like that's one of those, you do a little bit and it lasts a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
A little dab will do you.
Ted?
You know, I'm going bath salts.
Ted's
what the
go
hell? Let's mix it up.
Okay, Andrew, what's your final answer here?
Dang, that's a hard one. Is PCP addictive?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
I don't know. Let's do PCP.
Let's do some PCP, Andrew. Good idea. Okay. Now we're going to find out if this lovely lady was on PCP, bath salts, acid, or heroin next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our profile this, we got a woman on drugs, and she took everything she had, which was not a good thing because she was in the middle of a breakup and was not dealing with it well. And ended up in the midst of just hallucinating. She shot herself in the face.
Right.
She did live. and figured out what she did when she got into the ambulance. From there, they transferred her to a psych ward.
Mm-hmm.
She was in there for a couple weeks. They let her go. She jumped right back on the drug that she was on before she went in and shot herself. It's a year later. She is clean. But the deal is the drug that she was on at the time that she kind of OD'd on, was it PCP, bath salts, acid, or heroin?
And that's the question that we posed to you, Andrew. And you guys debated a lot what this could be, because her emotional state's messed up. Her reaction was extreme, whatever the drug might be. And Andrew, you guessed PCP, which is a very strong guess, knowing the PCP makes everyone crazy, but...
Oh, no!
I'm afraid it was not PCP. But Miles, you guessed heroin.
I did.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Ted, you guessed bath salts.
Correct!
Oh, Ted! Yeah, correct. Finally! All right, good job.
Yeah, there are no good bath salt stories.
No.
I mean, there are, and look, a lot of drugs have a lot of bad stories, but I feel like bath salt stories kind of outdo every other bad drug
story. Yeah, false people eating other people.
Shooting yourself in the face, right.
And how do you go back to that? How do you say, hey, that's I shot myself in the face last time, I need more of that?
Yeah, right.
Well, hey, that's how drugs work.
Yes.
That's a good point. Now for all the TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
All right.
Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, it's right there in the title. These guys have teams of writers come up with their monologues each and every night. And it's up to you to figure out, is this a late night joke and from whom, or is this a The Ted Smith original?
Correct, correct. Disney. Disney Productions announced that Frozen will not reopen on Broadway after the pandemic. That's probably a good call. After months of quarantine, even kids are probably like, ugh, let it go.
Damn it. Ted Smith.
Writers.
Fallon.
So the Disney Theatrical Productions announced that Frozen will not reopen on Broadway after the pandemic. Well, that's probably a good call. After months of quarantine, even kids are like, ugh, let it go, let it go.
Have you seen the video of Snoop Dogg and Let It Go?
No.
No.
Oh. It's everybody. He's just in a car listening to it. And he's just like, it's all I got. It's like, he's having a bad day. I saw today is National No Dishes Day. According to my sink, I'm once again not celebrating this year.
Be gentle.
Yeah.
Writers.
Writers, huh?
Actually, my sink's actually clean right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? I'm going to clean the sink.
My dishwasher's like, what are we doing, dude?
Right.
We're running like twice a week now?
Are you doing the pots by hand?
Netflix is making a new movie starring Mark Wahlberg as a, quote, blue-collar 007. The movie is 1 hour of him saving the world, and the other where he just smokes outside of a Home Depot.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Kim.
Jimmy Fallon.
Netflix is making a new movie starring Mark Wahlberg as a, quote, blue-collar 007. I'm in. The movie is 1 hour of him saving the world and another where he just smokes behind a Home Depot.
TGI Fridays has a new burger that's using bacon cheese fries as a topping. So take that, Chili's!
Be judgmental.
Yeah, Ted.
That was me. Yeah.
Too emphatic.
I'm already in, though.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah,
that's all the description I need.
Right? I guess maybe they should be challenging Red Robin.
You can try.
I mean, Red Robin does kind of, like, they pride themselves on fries.
Not on a burger.
I know. Starving. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Ted. I'm so hungry.
All right.
Well, with cheese fries on top and bacon?
Hey, look, I'm with you. It sounds delicious.
Golly, yeah.
You just got to get on a plane and go find a Fridays.
Right.
CBS announced they're airing a Grease sing-along in June.
Oh, God.
You can tell TV networks are desperate for content because right after that, they'll be airing Grease 2 sing-along.
Seth Meyers?
Meyers, yeah.
Fallon again?
CBS announced that they are airing a Grease sing-along in June. You can tell TV networks are desperate for content because right after that, CBS is airing a Grease 2 sing-along.
There's a new TV miniseries in the works featuring, focusing on the behind-the-scenes drama of The View. I can't wait to find out what these ladies are really thinking.
Yeah, no kidding. Seth Meyers.
Writers.
Writers, good call.
Okay.
That's it.
Well done, writers.
I know, the writers were on it today.
Yeah, nice. I mean, with The View, they kind of let you know whether you like the show or not. And it's pretty clear how they feel about any topic you bring up.
Yeah, that's kind of their thing. It's like being real loud about their opinions.
Mm-hmm. And calling the show The View.
Yeah, from, you know.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why we need behind the scenes on that.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Everybody says what's on their mind.
Right, like the Jordan stuff was exciting because we didn't know what was happening.
And they're not going to tell you, right?
Yeah, well, they did now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear about the flu game?
No.
Turns out they think it was food poisoning.
Oh, yeah, with the pizza?
Yeah.
I think they mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I'm talking about the championship when they were playing with the Utah Jazz.
They're playing the Utah Jazz, and I guess they had stayed out in Park City as opposed to down in Salt Lake. So he gets hungry. It's like 10:30. There's no place open. So when the pizza shows up, though, and you got to keep in mind, this is the late 90s, so yeah. Park City's probably not as big as it is now. But basically, there's five dudes to deliver one pizza. And, like, everybody knew it was Jordan's room and this and that.
Of course.
Oh. So they were just saying that was awkward or whatever.
Maybe that's retaliation for the Bulls players sending up all those hookers to their hotel room when they were staying in Chicago.
I also just respect that Jordan was hammered down pizza at 10:30 at night.
Because he can.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's why he is Jordan.
Everybody has seen Tiger King. That stuff's kind of slowing down. But now there's rumors that Tara Reid, who's kind of a crazy person.
Not kind of, but sure.
Is in talks to play Carol Baskin in a Tiger King movie.
She's going to have to put on 700 pounds. Not because Carol Baskin's is particularly heavy, but Tara Reid, at this point, last I've seen, probably weighs 7 pounds.
Don't you think it's kind of hard to do a movie about someone that you don't really know the outcome of yet? I mean, in real life.
I guess how...
You know what I mean? As far as what people think about her, did she kill her previous husband? Did she not?
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. I mean, if we don't know that, and we just know up until this point of just who she is...
Right.
Is it really that entertaining? Or is it more of like one of the podcasts that really take off? Because now we're going to reopen this investigation based on some of the things we're uncovering.
I think it's more just, it's such a big deal right now, they want to make a movie about
capitalize,
it.
Capitalize, right? Okay. That's all. Yeah. Just make your money on it.
And look, I think Carol Baskin is kind of crazy. So have Tara Reid play her seems it makes sense to me.
You wouldn't have to give her a script.
Yeah.
Be a crazy person.
Be yourself and you own tigers. Go.
But it was not uncommon back in the day, strangely enough. She would be in, when we lived in Baltimore, she was dating a guy who was a University of California quarterback. And I never saw her there, but it was not uncommon for people going like, Tara Reid was at Power Plant Live because she was dating Kyle Bowler. Who was kind of a one-year quarterback thing, but...
He was terrible.
But she was like on top of the world.
I barely remember
there.
His name.
So
he barely remembers his name. He was terrible.
There was always a Tara Reid sighting, and I just think to myself how excited people were then, because she really was, you know...
Well, if you wanted drugs.
On top of the world then. Or more so than she is now.
Right, American Pie, I mean, that's a massive franchise.
Yeah.
She was everybody loved her.
And then time moved forward, and we're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Let's see. Bachelorette star Hannah Brown had to apologize for saying the N-word on social media while singing a song. Fellow Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay, who is black, had a talk with her.
I bet you she did.
You can't
sing.
Hey,
bitch, come here. I mean, yeah, I'm sure she had a talk with her.
Now, first of all, you can't sing. Second of all, you can't sing that.
This is kind of... I don't... It's just that, I just wanted to read that out loud. So and she had a talk with her.
Quickly.
This kind of sad news, but Fred Willard died. He passed away of natural causes. Fred Willard basically is just a very funny man that you would have seen in a ton of movies.
Seen him.
Right. Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, Mascots, Spinal Tap. He was in Anchorman. I mean, just everything, right? Everybody loves
Raymond.
He was the
boss in Anchorman. Mighty Wind, I believe he was in.
Yeah, it's just wild. And Frank Willard's one of those, Frank Willard.
Mm.
Fred Willard, too. He's one of those people, like, if you think you don't know him, you know exactly who it is. When you hear him, you'll start dying laughing.
He's Phil's father on Modern Family.
Also, Fred did a Pee Wee Herman at one point in time in his life.
What, appeared on Pee Wee Herman?
No, he got caught masturbating in a movie theater.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I remember this.
They didn't put that in here.
I know they didn't. They haven't said any of the tributes, because I think I was just like, yeah, whatever, it's Fred.
But I want to say, like, his response, he was just kind of like, yeah.
I was the only guy in there, so what?
So, yeah.
I mean, I guess if you go to watch a pornographic movie in a theater and there's nobody else in there, what do you think people are doing in there?
Right. Exactly. You can't be shocked that that's happening when you're showing porn.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things, like, oh my God, he was masturbating at an X-rated movie.
At an X-rated movie in a dark room.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do? Eat popcorn?
Pretty sure that's what happened.
Huh. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Getting some Fred time.
Fred's in there.
Just keep the good news rolling. NFL Today's Phyllis George, she has passed away.
Oh, yeah. Saw that.
Yeah. She was obviously a legend, especially for women's broadcaster. She was Miss Texas in 1970, Miss America in 1971. She was the First Lady of Kentucky from 79 to 83.
She was married to the Colonel.
She hosted Candid Camera, but she's best known for co-hosting the NFL Today on CBS, beginning in 1974. She basically is one of the first women to have a really prominent place.
Yeah, absolutely.
She did. Yes, I mean, that's always sad to see. And you know,
she was only 70 years old, too. I mean, I don't know. I think that...
We're getting older.
I know, it still seems awfully young for someone like that.
I don't know that awfully young is the word.
I know. I just... 70 years old doesn't seem old.
No.
And well, as you say, Steve, probably because we're getting close to it.
Yeah.
But I just can't believe she's gone.
Well, a lot of our parents are in their 70s now.
Right.
So it doesn't seem that
exactly
crazy, you know, to us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
70.
She's dead.
I'm like, how do I get out of this?
You don't have to. She's dead. Move on.
Yeah, right. Come on. She was married to the guy who owns Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, she was married to the real...
That's why I said she was married to the Colonel.
The Colonel.
Yeah. He was the governor of Kentucky, John Y. Brown, Jr. And now he's the Colonel as far as Kentucky Fried Chicken. He owns all the Kentucky Fried Chickens. I mean, he owns the whole thing. So
wait, but she wasn't married...
She wasn't
married to Colonel Sanders.
No. Not the Colonel himself. He became a Kentucky Colonel as far as title.
The title.
He was the governor of Kentucky. You can only run once in Kentucky. You can only do one term of 4 years. But
really?
So she was the First Lady of Kentucky for 4 years.
If you're the governor of Kentucky, you get one term,
You get one term, that's it. So she, that was her other claim to fame, was that she was like, you know, Miss Kentucky Fried Chicken. Maybe that's why she passed on at 70. That's what it was. It was biscuits.
Yeah, remember the guy across the street from our old building? He was a Kentucky Colonel.
He was, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They don't do that to anybody, man. It takes a big
deal. No, it takes a while.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, it's a massive deal. So sports have obviously been opening back up. The German League, the Bundesliga, they played some soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I actually watched a little bit of NASCAR yesterday.
And?
I mean, I'm not a huge NASCAR guy, so it still looked like NASCAR to me.
Sure. Who's your guy now? I know you picked somebody.
I forget. The problem is I couldn't find a liquor car. So then there was a Busch beer car, and I was like, that's the beeriest car, so maybe I'll go with that. I don't know, man. I just had it on in the background and was like, oh, they're still crashing, which is weird, because the lack of fans wouldn't have anything to do with how they're racing.
They don't hear the ooh.
So they're distracted by looking into the crowd, right?
Yeah, so like my guy Darius Rucker sang the national anthem, but he wasn't there.
Chicago Wild?
Right. He was just there on a video. And then I was telling one of you guys, the strangest thing, honestly, was just when he won the race, then he did donuts in an empty stadium, which is what they'd always do.
Sure.
But even the German league I like, Dortmund, they still went over and bowed to their fan section, even though the fans weren't there.
That's cool.
Yeah, they didn't hold hands or anything. But it's also weird because... like, I thought it would be fine, but, like, you could tell dudes were not ready. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
It'd be like, you know, it's like I've talked about, right? Like, I'll do my podcast now from my home.
Mm.
And it's kind of hard because you're in your home. It doesn't feel as real as, like, broadcasting.
Right.
So I think for a lot of athletes, when you're playing there and there's no fans, it feels almost like a training match.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, like, the one game I watched, it looked like the other team just hadn't really, like, woken up or locked in till about 20 minutes into the match.
I'd be curious to see NFL. They're talking about home field advantage. Like, all right, let's see how good your team actually is now. Right? When you take all that stuff out, because I'm always a little on the fence about all that stuff. When you're a professional athlete, fight through the crowd noise. And I know it can affect certain things, but take that away. I'm curious to see how good any given team is. Like, are you still good at home when we play? If it's not about the crowd, are you earning your money or is the crowd doing it for
Individual you? Sports are different, but team sports, I mean, you got to be on the same page. You got to be playing together to get it.
Yeah, and I'm with you. The football thing will be interesting because NFL football, right? Like, even if you're at home, you automatically get like 3 points or whatever, right?
Right. So if you're betting in Vegas, right? They give you that because you get home field. So, but it's all about the crowd noise, nothing else. So you take that away, like, Does it matter?
Yeah, and honestly, any more with NFL, I feel like every time you watch a game, there's a massive amount of other fans.
Oh, from everywhere else?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's just like travel's gotten cheaper or people are moving around or whatever, but like, you know, I mean, look, you can look at the team in Washington. They just suck.
They're terrible.
So a lot of people just sell the tickets.
Yeah, all the season ticket holders sell it to anyone who'll buy.
Right. But, you know, like you watch games in Dallas and stuff, and sometimes you're like, man, there's a lot of fans.
I will say that my parents have been to that stadium, the new one in Dallas, a couple of times because of my brother. And my father says, one, it is so insanely expensive to go. That's one. Two, it is in the middle of nowhere. So it's a lot less. If you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, he said it's one of those things you might not feel bothered to drive there. Like, even though you live close, you're not bothered to do it. It's just too far. If you're visiting from out of state, it doesn't bother you to go an extra hour. But basically, as he says it, most of the people in that stadium, you're there to see the stadium. Then there happens to be a football game, but he said it's like 50-50 when you go there.
Not only that, but so you have the action on the field. And obviously with a lot of the sports stadiums out there, there's a lot going on around it.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's restaurants that you go to and everything else. But apparently when you walk into that stadium and you sit down, right, you can see the field and everything. It's got the biggest TV in the world. So you sit there at a live sporting event and watch the TV above where the actual action is.
He said everybody there, he said it's weird. Every once in a while you look down at the field and he goes, 80% of the people sitting there, they're looking up at that big, big-ass monitor they have because you get better sight lines, right? You see everything that's happening.
Well, and look, I mean, when you go to, like, I don't know about you guys, but when I go to a football game, like, sometimes you got to really, like kickoffs or whatever, right? Like, I'll just, like, be like, all right, I'm going to focus on the gunner, see what he's doing on this play, right? Because you can't, it's like watching it.
You can't watch it all, right?
Yeah. So, you know, you got to pick and choose where you watch guys. But, yeah, if you have that giant screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. We got some crazy stuff going on with the celebrities. Taylor Lautner. You guys know him?
Was it a vampire guy?
No, he was.
Was he a werewolf?
He was a werewolf.
Ah, right.
You ever wanted to get in his pants?
No.
Well, you can, because he's selling some clothes from his closet to benefit a cause.
Oh, okay. Are they? I wonder if they're werewolf hair in them.
I don't know.
I want to make a mask out of the crotch.
Let's see. Rod Stewart, this is nice. He gave $6,000 to a nurse trainee who contracted the coronavirus.
All right.
Questlove, we all know Questlove from...
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
The Roots.
Also kind of the legendary Roots.
Mm-hmm.
He also does great sets at night, DJ sets that are pretty cool.
I've heard that.
Yeah. But he's hosting an All-Star Food Network special later this month to benefit America's Food Fund. So there's a lot of people doing good stuff out there,
mate.
Trying to help everybody out.
We need it.
Big shout out to our Miles and I's personal buddy, Guy Fieri, too. He's been doing a lot of good work.
He really has.
I've made fun of this dude for years, and I'm like, he raised like $200 million or something.
Yeah, but he gave it to him with donkey sauce.
So I'll give it to you, but it's got donkey sauce.
Thank you, Sam. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here you go. Georgia police are on the lookout for a woman who threw a bottle of feces through a drive-through window at a Taco Bell. Meanwhile, a Virginia convenience store employee will always have the robbed by men with watermelons on their head story to tell. Florida man argues with wife before throwing chicken breast at the back of her head. Florida woman tries to kiss every man in the bar, hoping the virus would spread. And Detroit priest uses a squirt pistol to give communion in a drive-by. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We got to South Korea, where the soccer team has issued an apology. Like most organized sports, they've changed the way that they're going about broadcasting the game, at least for now, by playing the games in the empty stadiums. But to create a more realistic feel, they filled their seats with mannequins dressed in the proper colors and even holding supportive signs. But they recently had to issue an apology for not fully removing the branding on some of those stand-in fans. Some fans noticed that the mannequins were actually sex dolls, some even sporting porn advertisements while cheering on the team.
And they all look stunned in the audience.
The organization played ignorance on the gaffe and assured fans that they would do a better job of censoring. I'm with you guys, though. If you noticed what those things were, that's on you.
Yeah, it's not a mannequin, it's a sex doll.
Right. Guess what? Timmy thinks it's just a doll that he sees, you know, in the JCPenney.
Right, exactly.
You dirty people. In other news, we go to Florida, where a local woman is doing her part to flatten the curve. Police received calls no less than 5 times from the woman that was enjoying an afternoon at a local bar. The woman was arrested for trespassing after warning after she was harassing customers attempting to kiss multiple people in the bar. With officers at the scene, they inquired as to why she had made so many calls to 911, to which she replied that the bar was in violation of social distancing rules and not doing their part to stop the spread. As she's sitting there actively trying to kiss people sitting at the bar.
Yeah, right? Florida.
Mm-hmm. Like, was that a test? Was that her test for them? Am I allowed to do this? Therefore, I'm going to call the cops?
I'm an undercover cop. Right. I'm going to try to kiss everyone here.
I want to make sure I go in here and do exactly what nobody should do and then report the bar.
Right. I mean, even then, just in general, before all this went down, that's not exactly the best of behavior.
Yeah. No. Even in the best of times.
Let's just not practice that. A priest in Michigan has jumped the ranks to memehood after photos came out of him during an Easter service. Due to distancing guidelines, the church had to get creative with how they conduct their services, one of the obstacles being the blessing of holy water. Photos have gone viral on the internet of cars driving by the priest, who is armed with a small green water pistol as he squirts churchgoers with holy water.
That's a hell of a faith.
I like that he's getting it done. Like, hey, we'll figure it out.
He is.
Gotta improvise.
Exactly. It still works. Really so much that, you know, he can just dip his hands in and throw so far. He needs that.
It feels so much holier that way. My priest shot me in the face with a squirt gun.
I mean, why not go with the super soaker?
Oh, I'd lay
little
people
pump
up,
action,
right?
Like, I mean,
water
bless
balloon.
These people. Do it, man.
Bless them. I'd bless the living hell out of you.
Or go with the holy hand grenade water balloon.
Holy hand grenade.
In England, police didn't have to look too long for a man wanted on a drug bust. Officers raided the house and found cocaine and scales inside of his home, but he was nowhere to be found. They didn't have to go far, as he was found on the roof, completely nude, with marijuana in his possession. After coming back through the skylight he had escaped from, he was taken into custody on drug charges.
I don't know what he got, but I've never bought that variety of strain.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
Well, naked on a roof. Well, what is this? Is that a name of a new drug I
you
should
know what strain he got?
That doesn't happen to me when I smoke weed.
He got the McConaughey strain.
I get hungry in a refrigerator.
I wonder if he was just hanging out at home naked, and all of a sudden he heard the cops coming up, so he busted through the skylight. The skylight.
That's my guess.
Brought some weed with him because he was going to have to be up there for a minute.
That's the part that surprises me more than the naked.
That he had weed on him?
While naked, hiding from the cops on the roof. All right, bro, I mean...
He's going to be up there for a minute, man.
Yeah.
It's easily
this
carried.
So good.
Hey, give him the good stuff.
A county in New York has been easing some restrictions as well as other areas, but one official may have put her foot in her mouth. While announcing guidelines for the temporary opening of tennis courts for the holiday weekend, the county executive informed residents that every player needs to bring their own balls to the court so as not to touch other players' balls with their hands. Going on to say, quote, "You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them." You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
You think it's one of those things where as soon as it left her mouth, she's just
like, damn it. Because everyone around her is laughing.
Yeah.
You can't talk about balls like that. Just period.
And she keeps trying to say, like, tennis balls every time she mentions
it. Doesn't help.
I don't know. No. Right, it just makes it worse.
The then mortified official took a moment to collect herself before going on with her address. It's funny. Let it be funny.
I know. It's okay. We understand.
We go to Florida for the return of the food fight. During an argument between a couple in their home, the man got so angry that he reached to the point of assaulting his wife by throwing a piece of raw chicken at her, striking her in the back of the head.
Raw chicken, huh? Salmonella! Salmonella neck.
Was it a thigh, a breast, or...
It was a breast.
I believe it was a breast, Ted.
Yep. Ooh. Okay. He real mad.
Got that service area. She then packed up his clothing in a laundry basket, telling him that he needed to leave. He became irate once more, and police were called, where he admitted to the assault, and he was arrested.
But he swung a turkey at her.
I told you, I threw chicken at my brother once in the street.
In the street? Oh!
In the street.
Yeah. I chased him out, threw that chicken at him.
That's street chicken.
Did you hit him with a breast, a thigh, a leg?
My dad had made the chicken, so it was probably just thighs.
All right.
Yeah.
Either way, it's
honest to God, though, as far as like just finding random food on the street, that was pretty common on these.
Chicken days. Seems to
just
be
chicken bones. Yeah. It's like your dog would get a hold of a bone in the mouth.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as we will sit and spin. Ryan Castle joins us tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.